Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
80 years ago, right now, the D-Day landings, at the same time, landings on the island of Saipan, Northern Marianas, now being remembered by Marines, by the people who live in Saipan. This is the territory of the United States, the Northern Marianas. And the memories of the families of the Marines and the Army and the Navy who illustrated the relentless march across the Pacific launched by the Joint Command in Washington. This is the element that put the reach of the B-29 just outside of Tokyo so that air bases on the islands of the Northern Marianas could go to and from Tokyo, to and from other major Japanese cities to end the war. But it's now June of 1944, and we take you to June of 2024, and welcome Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired, author most recently of When China Attacks, A Warning to America. Grant, a very good day to you in Saipan. The commemoration was some days past on the beachfront, which I understand, looking at a map of the island, is on the southern part of the island, and Garapan, the capital, is in the middle of the island. You attended the commemoration ceremonies. Tell us who was there and how it was conducted. And I believe you started on Green Beach. Good day to you, Grant.
Well, good day. Glad to be here, John. Yes, the ceremony started down on Green Beach, which was one of the main landing beaches for the assault. And present were the sons of 3 of the Marines who were in the 4th Marine Division. Of course, the fathers would be 100 years old if they were around, but the sons were there. And they brought them ashore in a little boat, and they landed. And waiting to meet them was a group of Marines, including the commanding general of the 4th Marine Division today, General Girard. And you also had Coast Guard there, some Navy, and also local dignitaries. The mayor of Garapan was there, the governor as well. And it was really done nicely. They put a wreath down at the war memorial, down on the landing beach, and then they drove up to the Pacific War Museum, where they have another display and flags, etc. And they had a much longer event up there with speeches, including one by the Japanese Consul General that was not too long, not too short. It was just right. The Marine General spoke. Retired Major General Mark Hashimoto from Hawaii, he spoke as well. And once again, local dignitaries, a local historian, Jeff Farrell, spoke. And it was just very well done. It was really almost a commemoration of what had happened and all the suffering that took place to give us 80 years of freedom, as everybody said. And it was a very forward-looking event where people were hoping to have another 80 years of freedom, understand the risks and the threats that are coming. And those were clearly stated, including the 4th Marine Division commander said, I presume they're listening, and my message is be afraid. But it was just very well done. And 80 years after the fact, and once again, Saipan is of strategic importance, and it's in play.
Operation Forager was the name for the military operation. 2nd Marines, 4th Marines, 27th Infantry Division. Grant, all I've seen are photographs at the time taken by war correspondents as they arrived on the beach, and then photographs of the beaches today. It appears to be a long, sandy, white stretch leading into what it looks like a very thick canopy of overgrowth on that part of the island. The airfield that will become important is somewhat off to the right hand when you're landing on the beach. The beach themselves were covered by the Japanese defenders, so that what I see is a lot of Marines hugging the beach. Marines that landed on red and on green and yellow in the north, and then red and blue in the south. Was the landing considered very challenging, say, like the landings would at Iwo Jima, or was it considered easier than they expected because the Japanese defenders had moved inland? How was it?
Hard as hell. I think anyone who survived it probably considered themselves lucky to the end of their lives. At the time, actually, the inland, there was a lot of sugarcane fields, and the Japanese had time, of course, to get their defenses in place. Fortunately, not as well as they might have if American ships hadn't sunk a lot of American submarines had not sunk a lot of the supply ships that were coming into the island in the preceding months. But the Japanese did have the beaches covered, but they also had artillery up in the hills beyond the landing beaches. And they had excellent observation posts. There's a big mountain that really dominates Saipan, and you could see everything. And they hit them hard. And if you look at those photos from back then, you'll notice the pictures all seem to be taken by some guy who's trying to make himself as small as he can and lying in the sand. But at Marines being what they are, they did move forward. They made a lodgment about, 5 miles long and 1,000 meters deep during the first day. And then Japanese counterattacks came. But they did get ashore, and the Japanese did try to defend at the coastline, and rather than a defense in depth. Partly they didn't have time to develop that defense in depth. But getting ashore was one thing, and then you had another 3 weeks of trying to take the island, and the terrain is perfect for defense. It is very complex. It's mountainous in the middle, and the Japanese just fought like tigers. And you figure the total casualties in an area maybe 12 miles long, 5 miles wide at the most, was about 16,000 plus Americans, mostly Marines, but a lot of Army as well. They were there, did well, and this was considered just a bloodbath, and nobody wanted to do it again. And while it did open up the Japanese defense lines, their outer perimeter, and as you said, put Tokyo and the main industrial sites in Japan within range of B-29s, you still had the battles at Peleliu, Okinawa, Iwo Jima, equally bad bloodbaths. And Saipan, for some reason, doesn't get the attention it deserves, but it is the one that opened the door. And if you say, if you see the terrain and you've got, even if you don't have military experience, you can see that this would not have been any fun at all. And so about the assault force was about 70,000 and casualties were about 20,000 roughly, or about 20% of the assault force. And keep in mind that in the assault force, the infantry is not all 70,000. It's a relatively small percentage. And they got shut up very badly. They did prevail, and really a testimony to what Americans can do for their fight when they're fighting for a principle.
A detail about the garrison: it obliged or encouraged or permitted civilians to commit suicide as well. I knew that was a phenomenon on Iwo Jima and Okinawa, especially Okinawa. But here, the number looks to be in the thousands. Did they remember those civilians in the commemoration?
Oh, yes, it was mentioned, and that was part of the experience. And if you read the Marine after action reports from Saipan, there's one part where, as I recall, they say we were ready for everything, as we'd been in fights before leading up to this, but we were not ready for the civilians or the children. And that is something that really did make made a lasting impression on a lot of the Marines. And there was that mass suicide, some of it voluntary, based on fear of what the Americans would do to them, and some of it not voluntary, where they were given some help getting over off the cliffs. The Japanese garrison, only about 1,700 were picked up, and half of those were actually Okinawan or Korean laborers. So this was utmost savagery, as that expression has been used before.
Grant Newsham, Colonel Grant Newsham, he is in Garapan, the capital of Saipan, Northern Marianas, part of the 80th anniversary of the landing on Saipan, and the battle, as Grant says, lasted 24 days, a little more than 3 weeks. The casualty numbers are very high, but this was the beginning of a march towards Tokyo. The B-29s would arrive and be stationed at Tinian Island, which is nearby Saipan, and make available the strikes on Japan that eventually led to the surrender of the Imperial Japanese Empire. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Malcolm.